Tembisa-born and TUT alumni trumpeter Michael Nkuna is no stranger to the Gauteng jazz circuit. In fact, we've seen him perform alongside Ipupo Gabigo, Mthunzi Mvubu, Moses Sabula, and just yesterday with guitar virtuoso Billy Munama. He says he's one who likes to do things instead of talking about them, preferring to let the horn speak for him. This brother has a thing for classical music, but is just as comfortable listening to bebop, smooth modal jazz, swing, and avant-garde. Is inspired by trumpeters such as Clifford Brown, Lee Morgan, Wynton Marsalis, Hargrove, including Miles Davis, and he joins us this week and would like to invite you to his very first show, which takes place on the 8th of March 2024. And since he is here, I thought we could catch up with him about everything else. Mike, welcome to the K-Jazz Show.
Oh, thank you. What a nice introduction. I really appreciate that.
You are welcome, brother. Thank you for joining us. You know, I often say that there must be something in the water on the East Rand, because some of the youngest and most exciting jazz cats come from your neighborhoods, like Bogeting Kotsi, you know, Linda Shabalala. Just name a few. Like, what is it about Tembisa that the rest of us are not aware of? You know, where is all this jazz coming from?
No, I think it's also brass bands, you know, where we're coming from. You know, a lot of us musicians from Tembisa, we started music at church, you know. So that energy, a lot of us, we take it from that side. We really wanted to make this a formal thing, you know. We didn't just like want to play music for church. We wanted more, you know. You can tell even the way we play, you know. A lot of guys who are dope from this side. You even mentioned them, like Bo Simon, Kheti, Tami, Ofenze, you know. Those are people I grew up around them, you know.
Yeah.
So I think even me too, like I also gain a lot just by being around them. So I really learn a lot from that.
Yeah, I, you and I, you know, we often bump into each other at the events, you know, live events and all other social gatherings around jazz. And I have to mention, you know, there's not many introverted trumpeters that I've met on my path. But are you usually this reserved, sir?
Yeah, because a lot of times, like, I spend a lot of time alone. So I'm not around people. So even the time I was growing up, I grew up alone. I was even like running away from my friends. I used to like practice a lot.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time alone, you know. So, but now I'm trying to socialize with people because I see what's missing, you know. So I'm trying to like build that personality that I'm not used to, you see. So yeah, I am an introvert. I love playing more than talking, you know.
Yeah.
You'd see like a lot of events, you'd find me playing. I don't do talking. But right now I'm really pushing myself to like balance the two, because you know, you can't run away from that. You really need to do that.
Let's talk about your life in jazz now. You know, when did it all start for you? And where are we going, you know, with this journey?
Yeah. So as I said, like for me, music, I started the church, the paling, you know, So I was so fortunate that during that time I met people who really appreciate music like the way I do, you know. So I was so fortunate to spend time with them. We used to like talk about a lot of things, not just music, you know. A lot of things, because they are my friends. Even now they're still my friends.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Simon of Tami, you know. Those people, I grew up with them and would share like a lot of things in music. Music material and just music, and would like play together when we get a chance, you know. Because here in Tembisa, there are not a lot of venues where you perform, you know.
Yeah. Kofifi FM, joining us for this week's opening act is trumpeter Michael Nkuna, who's here this Sunday because he's got, for the very first time, he's headlining his gig in Melville. Mike, are you back? Can you hear us?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We'd lost you there for a second. So please do tell us about this gig. I mean, who are you going to be playing alongside and why these specific musicians for your debut headline?
So on my gig, I'll be having Mthunzi Mvubu on saxophone, alto saxophone, and then tenor saxophone, it'll be Ofenze, and then bass, it'll be Dali Sondrazi. On drums, it'll be Piwe Shibori. So those guys, I've been listening to them like a lot of times. And on piano, sorry to forget, I'll be having Sandile Phakathi. So as I was saying, these people, I grew up listening to them and I never got a chance to play with them. So I really wanted so bad to share stage with them. So we'd meet, go to jam sessions, but in me, I had this music that I wanted these guys to like play it, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? This is the time, man. You don't need to like wait for that time, you know. So I think this is it, man. You're doing it now. So I'm just pushing myself to like play with people I've been watching, I've been inspired with, you know. So I'm really excited for this performance, for having this cat, you know. So
yeah.
I'm really excited, and I'm definitely sure this is going to be a nice show. I'm really positive about it.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, we want to know what you'll be playing. And of course, the elephant in the room is, Mike, when can we expect original music from you?
So yeah, I'm working on that. I haven't like recorded my music, so definitely don't want to like record music for the sake of recording music, you know. But it's really nice that I get a lot of pressure to like record my music. So I'm planning on doing that this year or next year. You know, I'm still praying about it.
Well, don't make us wait too long now, Michael, because we're looking forward to hearing what you're going to sound like. And especially, you know, when you look forward to a musician and you know, we watch you all the time. We spend a lot of time, you know, listening to you play. So we want to hear what you sound like, what you think about, what you write about and what you, you know, want to present to the world. But of course, you know, we can't wait to hear all about it. And of course, all the best for that. And as you embark on this brand new journey, and especially this very first gig, it is happening at the Chisa do Paso Lupi, that is in Melville. The doors open at 6 p.m. and we kick off at 7:30. Where can we find more information, Michael, you know, for the gig and of course you? Any social media?
Yeah. You can go to Chisa do Paso page on Instagram. So the name of the page, it's Chisa do Paso.
Yeah.
Even also on my page, Michael Nguna, Michael_Nguna50, you can get all the details there. So the gig, it's going to be on the 8th, as you said, of March, on Fridays. So yeah, please do show up, guys. I can't wait for this moment. It's going to be a nice experience.
It's going to be incredible, of course. And I want to thank you for joining us this Sunday morning here on the KJazz Show.
Yeah. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. He is trumpeter and collaborator. His name is Michael Nguna from Tembisa, and he was on the KJazz Show.